on what was a record-setting day for the Jaguars offense. One mistake, one play, a high snap by Stefan Wisniewski that Blake Bortles couldn't pull in, but the Titans did for a touchdown, ended up doing them in. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, where the Jaguars fell in a wild one, 42-39. It was a record-setting day, as I mentioned. Blake Bortles, a career-high 5 touchdown passes. That gives him a franchise-best 27 on the season. How about a career-high 3 touchdowns for Allen Robinson, which also set the franchise record for 11 now on the season. But they lost, and that's all they could talk about in the postgame.
This one hurts, man. I mean, you know, when an offense scores that many points and you have opportunities, and listen, you know, we snapped the ball over the quarterback's head, too. That's not a very good ball either. You know, so you have some things like that that show up that keep us in a game like this to come back. You know, there was hope throughout the game.
You know, it seems like it's more and more frustrating every week. You know, the closer you are, I guess the more frustrating it gets. You know, especially when I thought we did some things really well. I thought we played, you know, offensively a pretty good game. But then you look back and there's a couple things here and there. You know, it always comes down to a couple plays that you wish you had back to where you could have done differently.
It's not anything, you know, for us offensively, you know, that we didn't, I'm not going to say, you know, expect it. But as far as we knew that if we're a top offense in the NFL, you know what I mean, it's inevitable, you know, for the guys, you know, not to be producing and not to have the stats, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of tough to enjoy, you know. We were much better, you know, would have enjoyed, you know, with a win.
Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota had a good day, too. 3 touchdown passes, an 87-yard touchdown run. He was efficient, and he kept at the Jaguars. They managed to make a couple of plays. Devon House had an interception that turned into a touchdown. Telvin Smith had a sack strip that turned into a touchdown. But the Jags just didn't have enough of those today.
It's tough because we feel like we should be clicking on all cylinders. You know, turnovers, we're getting them. But at the same time, we're still giving up the big plays. And that's what we got to stop. But we're gonna keep growing, keep growing and keep going. And I think we're going to be fine.
A few game notes to share with you. First of all, Paul Posluszny was not in the game at the end. He had his hand x-rayed, and we'll get updates on that later in the week. Same thing, Rashad Greene went for an x-ray. We do not know what it is with him. He'll be updated on Monday from Gus Bradley. And finally, Julius Thomas caught his 3rd touchdown pass in as many weeks from Blake Bortles as part of Bortles' record-setting 5 touchdown day. The unhappy totals from Nashville, the Jaguars on a record-setting day, lose 42-39 and fall to 4-8 on the season. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.